You're listening to Veggie Weggie. I'm your host, Hugh Kuhn, and this is episode number one. Let's get to it with today's topic, potatoes in space. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is a first-of-its-kind artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker. You can now convert any blog post or article into a full-length professional-sounding podcast and share it with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't make them sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to it in the car, in the gym, while running, when they take the dog for a walk, while sitting in their cubicle pretending to work. And let's face it, they will listen while sitting on the toilet. So for your users' sake, make your content easier to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today and learn how your content can become easier to consume on the go. Marble, large quantum tubers are used to grow potatoes in the background, and marble-size quantum tubes are used again to grow potatoes in the background. Astroculture samples are examined with the Space Shuttle Columbia, which orbits Earth on its way to the International Space Station (ISS) in July 2009. Five small potatoes are grown in orbit from tubers in the plant breeding of astroculture. The potatoes do not need much to survive, and the team hopes that quantum tubers will be useful for growing more and better potatoes worldwide, as they are used to grow seeds for the potatoes. In this space experiment, a plant potato is grown in a tuber on the ISS in the quantum tuber system of the Space Shuttle Columbia. A month after launch, the Hamlin Park experiment has already generated national interest. It was presented locally in the Buffalo News and the WBFO, and the spuds used are bred from a disease-resistant breed that was obtained by researchers at Cornell University led by Cornell Professor of Botany and Plant Biology, Dr. John D. Schmidt, who is also advising the project. Before NASA can send astronauts to Mars, it must figure out how to feed them there. Cornwell, Melendez and Welch traveled to NASA's Ames Research Center in California, where they got the chance to talk to the astronauts on Skype and ask them if they could imagine growing potatoes on Mars. The U.S. Space Agency has teamed up with a research group in Peru that focuses exclusively on spud research to work on developing a crop for use on Mars and other planets in the solar system. The International Potato Center, as it is called, is dedicated to understanding how the tubers of the potato can be cultivated and eventually fed. Last week, CIP announced that this year it was able to grow potatoes on a plot of land modeled after the harsh environment of Mars. Today, colonists on Mars could use the planet's dirt to grow potatoes and more. The success is part of a process that will eventually lead to food being grown there and astronauts growing it there, says Dr. Michael O'Brien, director of the International Potato Center. The challenge for the space station is to extract water and oxygen to allow plants to grow in microgravity, where there are ups and downs. Maybe they want to use urine instead of feces to produce more urine, Wheeler says, but that's a bit long. CIP, NASA and other institutions are now watching how several varieties of potatoes evolve on Mars, such as the CubeSat box, including special varieties bred to withstand the harsh conditions. In 2015, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Office of Science and Technology Policy told Tech Insider that there was no reason why growing potatoes or other food crops in the Martian soil would not work. However, several other experiments have shown that it may be possible to grow food in even more inhospitable lunar dust, known as regolith. Astronauts aboard the International Space Station have been trying out their crops with the Veggie Plant Growth System, which tests the feasibility of growing vegetables and other plants in space. The work will not only help astronauts and farmers of the future, but will also benefit people on Earth. By comparing conditions on Mars, where water irrigation is normally used to grow crops, NASA is also exploring precise irrigation methods to help astronauts optimize crop harvesting in the future. The potatoes are grown on the International Space Station and placed in tubes like this one, and the space agency is funding research to investigate the link between water content and leaf stiffness and examine data that could be monitored by sensors. Barry does research on plants that he has to grow in a sterile environment without soil, so he was an ideal consultant for the potato project in space. He not only studied how plants react to gravity, but also how plants react to atmospheric pressure, temperature, humidity and other factors. Wheeler and his colleagues, including plant scientists, are studying ways to grow safe, fresh food crops on Earth efficiently. In consultation with Professor Franz, the students followed a construction in which tubers were cultivated in tubes. Most recently, astronauts have harvested and eaten romaine lettuce on the International Space Station, which they have activated and grown using a plant growth system called Veggie. Wheeler, who has worked at Kennedy since 1988, was a member of the plant scientists who helped get the Veggie unit tested and certified for use aboard the space station. The facility chamber developed by Orbitech has passed a safety review and met all requirements of NASA's Space Food Safety and Environmental Protection Agency (SFPA). NASA has been observing manned missions to the Red Planet for decades, and Congress has just passed legislation calling on the space agency to reach the planet by 2033. To this end, NASA's Mars Exploration Program (MEP) and the Space Launch System (SLS) are building nodules, growing experiments to replicate the extreme conditions on the Martian surface. The CubeSat will become a cutting-edge model of space technology, mimicking the conditions of gravity in the Red Planet's atmosphere, high altitude, low gravity. This was Potatoes in Space, by Veggie Weggie, and this was episode number 1. My name is Hugh Kuhn, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.